Peace be with you, brothers and sisters.
很高兴又回到母会来和各位一起来分享神的话语。
It is such a pleasure for me to come back to my mother church to share God's word with you.
特别我刚刚非常感动的就是他们带领我们唱这个Thanksgiving的歌了，心里充满了感谢。
I was particularly moved with our music team leading us in singing Thanks to God. My heart is full of gratitude.
我记得以前唱的歌时候，感谢神玫瑰的花，还感谢神玫瑰有刺。
I particularly remember in the lyric, it says, we thank God for the beautiful roses, but we also thank him for the throne on the stem.
但是实在是人生是这样，人生经过苦难，经过神的医治，苦难医治，苦难医治，我们的心就归向神了。So
when I reflect our lives, it's also like that. We experience sufferings, and then God heals us, and sufferings and healing, and in this circle, eventually we return. We come to God.
就算这个。 新冠病年现在到现在为止还是非常的严重，非常的猖獗。Even
though the pandemic of COVID-19 is still quite severe and it's still spreading.
它不是神给我们的苦难吗？
Isn't this also a suffering from God?
但是神和我们的同在带领我们经过这个苦难。
And yet, God's presence leads us and watch over us so that we can overcome the suffering.
好不好？我们来读几节圣经，在这个 PowerPoint 上面有的。Let
us read from God's Word.
今天我的分享的题目是：做一个真正温柔的人。Today,
the title of my message is "Be a Person of True Meekness."
我们看第一个经节，我们看到以后一起来念马太福音5:3。Let
us read together in Book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 3.
虚心的人有福了，因为天国是他们的。Blessed
are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven.
马太福音5:5节。 温柔的人有福了，因为他们必承受地土。Matthew
5:5, blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth.
马太福音11:29-30节，耶稣说：“我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式，这样你们的心里就必得享安息，因为我的轭是容易的，我的担子是轻省的。”
Matthew 11:29-30. Jesus said, "Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and lowly in heart, and you will find rest for your souls, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light." Let us pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for your grace.
在这个动荡不安的世上， 主，你永远是我们坚定的力量。In
these turmoil times, you are always the steadfast strength.
在这个 COVID-19 新冠肺炎已经成为世界的灾难的时候，主啊，求你还是赐下你丰盛的恩典。We
ask for your grace in abundance, even during this global pandemic of COVID-19.
赐下你的怜悯。 赐下你的慈爱，去保守我们。May
you bless us with your mercy, with your love.
特别求你保守这个国家。We
especially ask for your blessing of this country.
我听说在星期四这一天里面，这个国家就增加了16万 160,000 的人确诊是新冠病炎的这个患者。
I heard on last Thursday alone, there were 16,000 160,000 new confirmed COVID-19 cases.
主啊，我们这是求你保守，求你赐怜悯给这个国家。
Lord, we ask your blessings, we ask your protection of this country.
让这个国家再回到当年他们以神为立国之本的那天。
So that the country will return to you, return to the day when they establish the country on you.
我们向你祈求，让你减轻这个疫情的泛滥。
We pray, we cry to you so that you may alleviate the sufferings from this pandemic.
控制这个疫情的延展。
Control the spread of the pandemic.
以致我们能够早日产生疫苗和普及化的接种。
So that we can develop the antibodies and the vaccines sooner.
主啊，我们还要求你让这个国家这个总统这件事情能够早日安定下来。
Lord, we also ask that you will watch over the presidential election so that we can settle with a firm result soon.
以致这个国家能够再次恢复，然后才次回到以前，能够再变成一个统一的国家，大家有统一的心智为这个国家祷告。
So that the whole country can be united again, and all the people will pray to you in unity.
谢谢你听我们同心合意的祷告。
We thank you for listening to our prayers.
我们这样祷告祈求，感谢奉耶稣的名求。
In Jesus Christ's name, Amen.
Amen. 最近我什么地方都去不成了，所以我就花时间去再去读圣经。
Recently, because I couldn't go anywhere, so I took some time to go back to the scripture.
回到一个马太福音第五章到第七章所谓的登山宝训。
So recently, I went back to study the book of Matthew from chapter 5 to 7, the so-called Sermon on the Mount.
在神学上，这个登山宝训非常重要。
The Sermon on the Mount is very important in theology.
因为耶稣爱他的门徒，要训练他们，所以他耶稣有个训练他们的方法，这是耶稣的门徒训练。
Because Jesus loved his disciples, he had a method for discipleship. So this is the method of discipleship of Jesus.
请问你，我们这些主的门徒，是不是也应该有门徒训练呢？
So we as Lord's disciples, shouldn't we have discipleship training as well?
我从你们得了一些丰富的供应，和你们一起分享。
I've received an abundance of spiritual food, which I would like to share with you.
主耶稣说，我心里柔和谦卑，你们当负我的轭，学我的样式。
Jesus said, I am gentle and lowly in heart.You should take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
主耶稣要他的门徒培养成为一个虚心的人，温柔的人，清心的人，怜恤人的人，使人和睦的人，哀痛的人，饥渴慕义的人，和一个为义受逼迫反而欢喜快乐的人。
Jesus wants his disciples to be poor in spirit, meek, pure in heart, merciful,Peacemakers, those who mourn, those who hunger and thirst for righteousness.
这里叫做八福，其实点点我们告诉你，八福就是八个美德。
So these are so-called beatitudes. We will expand further. These are eight virtues.
这里没有对别人有什么要求。
Here we don't find any demand on others.
对门徒提出一个很高的要求
，but rather a very high standard for the disciples.
就是不管别人怎么讲、怎么想，先把自己要做成一个正当的好人才是对。
So that is regardless of what other people do or think, we want to make ourselves a good person first.
想想看，我们是不是在我们日常 他怎么样，这个人怎么样，那个人怎么样，别人都怎么样，哎，没想到自己了，回回想想看自己是怎么样。
If we examine our daily life, do we often point fingers at others instead of reflect on our own conduct?
主耶稣不一样，他说先把你自己做好。
But Jesus is different. His approach is different. He said, be a good person yourself first.
第二个，这些要求达到以后，才能会行事为人，像马太福音五章十三到十五节，能够做世上的盐，做世上的光。
It is only after the requirements have been fulfilled that one can conduct oneself as described in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 to 15, to be the salt and light of the world.
我们常常听见教会里面有光盐助道会、光盐团契，就是告诉我们要做光，要做盐，发出光来，还有给世界带来滋味。
So we often heard, you know, fellowship or Bible study, small groups named the salt and the light. That's because we wanted to become the salt that brings savor to the world and to become the light, shine forth.
神要我们做真光，神要我们做盐，去帮助别人。
God wants us to be the true light, to be the salt, to help others.
但是你先得要像刚刚我们讲，虚心的人、温柔的人、清心的人，把这个八个美德有了以后，才能够做光做盐。
But before you become the salt and light of the world, you need to be poor in spirit, be humble, be pure in heart.
最后达到马太福音五章十六节所说的，门徒要说，你要把好行为照在人前，叫人看见你，把荣耀归给的天上的父神。
Only then we can finally reach the standard set in Matthew chapter 5, verse 16.To shine our good deeds before men so they may give glory to our Father God in heaven.
各位弟兄姊妹，我们生活的最高目的就是能够把荣耀归于天上的父神。
Dear brothers and sisters, the highest purpose of our life is to give glory to our Father God in heaven.
再讲一遍，主耶稣的登山宝训里面，下面一章。是八福的教导，其实是八个美德，而且八个美德要合一在这个一个门徒身上。
So once again, the teaching of Beatitudes in the Sermon of Mount is actually eight kinds of virtues. And not only that, his command is of the unity of eight virtues.
就是说，你不是说你做一个虚心的人而已。你不是做一个清心的人而已，不是做一个连续人的人而已，而是这八样事情都要在一个门徒身上找到。
That is, you cannot just be a person poor in spirit, or pure in heart, or merciful. You want to represent all eight virtues.
换言之，就从门徒身上开始，影响了旁边更多人。终于使神的名得到荣耀。
And then you can influence the people around you so that God's name may be glorified.
从另外一个角度来看，其实不是一个泛泛的要求，而是一个对教会中的领袖一个很重要的要求。
So on a different note,The Beatitudes is not just a general command to all disciples. Rather, it's a very important requirement for church leaders.
所以你的教会带领弟兄姊妹，不是说你想要做就做，你心得要有神所具备神的美德，然后神才能够做一个很好的教会的领袖。
So the church leaders...So you cannot just become church leaders at will. You want to cultivate the eight virtues for you to be equipped to lead the church.
下面一章，神要他的领袖建造从里面的美德直到外面的美德。
So God wants the leaders of his church to build up virtue from the inside out.
说 就像以弗所书三章十六节十九节所说，他按着他丰盛的荣耀，借着他的灵，叫你们的心里的力量刚强起来，便叫神一切所充满的充满了你们。
As Ephesians 3, chapter 3 verse 16 and 19 says, according to the riches of his glory, he may grant you to be strengthened with power through his spirit in your inner being, and you may be filled with all the fullness of God.
这句换句话说，先要让神的灵充满你，叫你刚强，然后神的灵的作为并不是到此为止，叫你从这里要彰显出来。
In other words, first we receive the strength and fullness from God's Spirit, and then we are going to manifest that to glorify God's name.
下面一章，那么神要我们每个人怎么样？要放下自己的身段，谦谦卑卑，温温柔柔的在教会中待人接物。
God also wants each one of us to lay down our prides and treat one another in church with humbleness and gentleness.
我告诉你，这个放下身段不容易啊。
Let me tell you, it is very hard to lay down our prides.
我们有时候很讨厌那个人骄傲，其实对不起，你自己是先骄傲的关系，你是看不起骄傲的人。
When you feel very annoyed by someone else's pride, I'm sorry, that actually reflects your own pride.
当你把你自己的身段放下的话，你什么人你都可以看，你都看得顺眼了，你就说 OK 了。
Once you're able to lay down your own prides, you wouldn't be upset or annoyed by anyone else.
很可怜的，我们常常对这个人也看不起，那个人也讨厌，那个什么人，这个人就是因为你自己骄傲，所以看人家都不顺眼。
It is such a pity if nobody is pleasant to you. You are easily upset or annoyed by everyone. That is because you have your own pride that you cannot lay down.
所以圣经以弗所书三章十七到十八节讲得非常好。
So I love the passage in Ephesians 3:17-18.
因基督，使基督因着你们的信，住在你们的心里，叫你们的爱心有根有基，能和众圣徒一同明白基督的爱是何等的长阔高深。
So that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith, that you, being rooted and grounded in love, may have strength to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth.
的确如此，基督的住在你们心里的话，你们的爱心才有根有基。
Indeed, because Christ dwells in you, only then will your love be rooted and grounded.
有了基督的存心的话，你在服侍人的态度上就甘心乐意的放下自己的身段，谦谦卑卑的服侍人。
Only when you have this mind of Jesus Christ will you be able to let go your pride willingly and serve each other with an attitude of humbleness and gentleness.
如果你没有基督的爱的话，这个人你只能够侍奉他一点点，他再过分一点啊，你太过分了，你不高兴了。这各位弟兄们，基督要住在你的心中，以至于你的侍奉都很没有问题，放下身段，谦谦卑卑。
So had it not been the love from Jesus Christ, your work in church wouldn't last. You try a little bit and you've got frustrated and then you'll stop. Only when Jesus' love dwells in you will you be able to serve each other with an attitude of gentleness and humbleness.
我们常常在教会中看见弟兄姐妹不和睦，或者弟兄姐妹和教会的领袖不和睦，甚至和牧师和这传道人不和睦的话，其实他大部分都不是真理的问题，而是 态度上温柔不温柔的问题。
Oftentimes, we see discord among brothers and sisters in a church, or even between brothers and sisters and church leaders, between the congregation and the pastor. These discords are often not a matter of truth, but mostly a matter of the humble attitudes.
也就是说，谦卑和顺服的问题。
In other words, it's a question, it's a problem of humility and obedience.
各位弟兄记得一点，谦卑是所有基督徒的标志。
Brothers and sisters, you want to remember humbleness is the mark of a true Christian.
你不谦卑，神不喜爱你。
If you are not humble, God does, it's not pleasing to God.
顺服也是一样，神是阻挡骄傲的人，是神是赐恩给谦卑的人。
Likewise, obedience is very important. God does not like a prideful person, and he will exalt humble person.
常常我们在教会中有那个，你有你的高身段的话，我好，我也高身段，我不来找你，你要来找我，求我，我就答应你，你不求我，我就不答应。教会里面每一个人自成一部分。
And often we see, observe in churches, you have your pride and I have mine. I will not come to you until you come to me. So the church becomes, like segmented.
上次不是我们讲会议已经提过了，你怎么又要节外生枝提出来了？就是心里不高兴，所以教会变成一个衙门，各管各的事，不喜欢别人来插手我来。到我这来管我的事情，其实都是神国的事。弟兄姊妹啊，我们好不好一起来谦卑，来顺服，来好好的把神的家管好，把神的事情做好。
For example, the issue a brother or sister speak of, we might say, didn't we settle that in the last meeting? Why do we have to complicate things and bring it up again?It is sad that a church has become like a government where each department minds its own business. And we don't like other people to interfere. But brothers and sisters, let me remind you, we are all in the business of expanding the kingdom of God. So we want to serve each other with the attitude of gentleness and humbleness.
下面一章。归根究底，我们是外面谦卑，里面不谦卑；外面温柔，里面不温柔。的确如此，教会中不是真理的问题，是态度的问题，是语气讲话的问题，是存心上的问题。
So the root of the problem is we are just humble on the outside, but not on the inside. We are justGentle on the outside and not on the inside. Indeed, in a church, there is often not a question of truth, but rather a problem of attitude, tone, and intention.
所以我们教会中常常的问题和外面人的问题一样，因为我们里面没有主耶稣的爱，没有他的爱使我们有根有基的去谦卑，去顺服。
So,church problems are similar to the problems of the world. That's because we do not have Jesus dwells in us, so our love is not rooted and founded.
同样的，夫妻之间有时候不和睦，争吵起来，通常也不是谁对谁错的问题，是双方讲话的语气、态度、存心使别人不高兴。
Likewise, marital discord or quarrels are usually not a matter of who is in the right, who is in the wrong, but rather a problem of attitude, the tone, or your intention that upset the other party.
如果我们谦卑、温柔，对自己的配偶一样，也能够互相柔和和包容的话，我们顶多只是双方看法不一样，但是能够 互相能够接纳，互相能够听你讲的话，我讲的话，大家就安静下来了，不争吵了，不争吵了。
So if you will be able to treat your spouse with humbleness, with meekness, gentleness, and patience, then you can accept each other. And at the end of the day, it's just a difference of opinion at best.
各位弟兄，我多讲一句话，我是个传道人，所以从台湾也有人用 email 告诉我他的问题要我解答，从中国的这个地方那个地方，我前天才从中国的一个一对夫妻两个人的事情，哎呀，小的不可再小，就是因为态度不高兴，语气不高兴，存心不温柔，就吵架，就吵架，就吵得不可开交。
So, brothers and sisters, I would like to share with you, because I am a missionary, I'm a preacher of God's word. So, I receive messages from Taiwan, from mainland, from all over the world. So only the day before yesterday, I received a message from a couple. They had a big quarrel, but because of a trivial matter. That is because their attitude, it's not gentle enough, it's not humble enough, and their intentions are questionable.
各位弟兄姊妹，我忘了，这个教会不是那几个金钱上奉献很多人的教会，也不是那些执事的教会，也不是主日学老师的教会，也不是传道人教会，是神主耶稣基督的教会。
Brothers and sisters, let me remind you that this church is not the church of a few people who give more financially, nor the church of the deacons, nor the church of the Sunday school teachers, nor the church of the preachers. This church is the church of the Lord Jesus Christ.
他是教会的头，他是教会的主。
He is the head of the church.
他要在这个教会的中间教着我们要学习，他门徒要学习他的柔和谦卑。
He wants his church, his disciples, to learn from him to be humble and gentle.
他要他的门徒要学习彼此谦卑和顺服。
He wants his disciples to learn to be humble to each other and to submit to one another.
学习彼此温柔相待。
Learn to treat one another with gentleness.
以致这个教会能够在主里面合一。
So that the church can achieve unity in him.
以致大家在主里面温温柔柔同心合意地去兴旺福音。
So that we can all meekly and gently prosper the gospel with one accord.
各位弟兄姊妹，这不是教会最终的目的吗？
Brothers and sisters, isn't this the ultimate goal of the church?
所以我们要谦谦卑卑，温温柔柔，彼此能够合一，彼此能够结带，不要发脾气，不要不高兴，弟兄姊妹，我们在主里面是弟兄姐妹的。
So let us treat each other with meekness, with gentleness, with humbleness, and don't quarrel with each other. We want to be in one accord, be in unity in the Lord's church.
但是主耶稣基督提供一条途径，这条途径我们真正做到教会弟兄姊妹在主内合一，主内同心合意。
And praise the Lord, He provides us with a way, so that with the way we can really make sure that brothers and sisters in the church are united in the Lord, of one heart and of one mind.
我从这个刚刚读的马太福音第五章第七章找到三条方法，三个方法。
So from the passage, the book of Matthew chapter 5 to 7, I found three approaches.
虽然这个他开宗明义就告诉我们要做虚心的人，做温柔的人，做心里谦卑的人，做这个这个这个的，其实我来用一二三的具体的分析来带领我们去走这条一条路，去使整个教会合一在神的里面。
The verses mentioned at the beginning of Matthew chapter 5 tell us to be poor in spirit, meek, gentle, and lowly in heart. But let me analyze these requirements with three bullet points so we can learn how to be a person of true meekness.
第一条就是虚心的人, 英文叫做灵里面贫穷的人, 谦卑的意思。
So the first, the so-called lowly in heart or modesty means poor in spirit.
我刚刚讲过, 我说, 基督徒的标志是谦卑。
So I mentioned a moment ago that the mark of a true Christian is his humility.
其实谦卑和温柔是一对双生子, twins.
In fact, humility and meekness are twins.
谦卑的人一定温柔, 温柔的人一定谦卑。
A humble man must be gentle, a gentleman must be humble.
从那里面看一个人谦卑但是不温柔的。
You never see a person who is really humble but not meek.
其实温柔不是懦弱。
Meekness is not timid or cowardice.
也不是谦卑，其实温柔也不是讲话就轻声细语，听不见人家什么。
Meekness is not like always whispering in a very soft voice.
Mr. John Stott, 这是英国的一个布道家, 他写了书，就是我们神学院读的书。
Mr. John Stott, who is a British theologian, he wrote a book.
他说，其实温柔是一种刚强的性格，能够以此管理自己，并且服侍别人。
He said, in fact, meekness is a strong character that leads to self-control and the ministry to others.
我看了以后我不懂，我说我看下面解释，慢慢我懂了，原来如此。
It wasn't very clear to me at first, but then I continued to study it and then I gained clarity.
他说温柔是一种动物经过驯服以后的状态。
He says that meek can be used to describe the state of an animal after it has been tamed.
像那个马戏团里面那个狮子或者那个马，它要经过长期的训练以后，驯服以后就能够出场表演了。Like
a lion or a horse in a circus, they can only perform on stage after a long time of training.
你没有经过长时间的训练和驯服，他怎么能够出发出场表演？出错的，要出问题的。
Had they not went through such a long period of training, then they could not perform. There must be some issues in their with their performance.
那温柔也是一样。
So it's the same in the same way.
在人的身上，如果能完全控制。 他本来的情绪和本性的话，这个，请问你，谈何容易啊？
In the same way, if we use gentle or meek to describe a person, that means he will have complete control over his emotions and instincts. It is never easy.
要圣灵来控制，圣灵来对付。
We need the Holy Spirit's discipline and and conviction.
我们一个人愿意常常被圣灵管制,
if we're willing to be governed by the Holy Spirit,
就像加拉太书第五章讲到圣灵所结的九个果子。
In the book of Galatians chapter 5, it mentions nine fruits of the Spirit.
里面有个果子叫做温柔。
One of which is gentleness.
而且加拉太书五章十七到十八节说，你们的情欲和圣灵相争，圣灵和情欲相争，这两个是彼此相敌的，使你们不能做你们所愿意的。但是若你们被圣灵引导的话，就不在律法以下了。In
Galatians 5:17-18, it says, For the desires of the flesh are against the spirit, and the desires of the spirit are against the flesh. For For these are opposed to each other, to keep you from doing things you want to do. But if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law.
我自己就有这个经验。
I myself have such an experience.
我也是个人啊。
I'm also a human being.
我也有情欲啊。
I also have my own desires.
但是我常常说，主啊， 求你来管制我，来帮助我。
But I often pray, O Lord, please help me, please govern me.
神啊， 我求你来让我能够安静在你的圣灵里面。
God, I pray to you so that I can quiet down in your Holy Spirit.
我在你们面前绝不夸奖，我的也有情欲发动的时候说，神啊， 你就来帮助我，你的仆人需要你的同在。
Let me be honest with you. I also have the desires of the flesh, but I always come to God and pray to Him, and God, please be with your servant.
弟兄姊妹，我就慢慢慢慢就安静下来了。Brothers
and sisters, after I pray, I always quiet down gradually.
一个人信了主以后，有了主的新生命，圣灵就住到他的里面。
Once a person believes in God, has the new life in God, then Holy Spirit will dwell in him.
但是这个人有情欲，有本性。
But this person still has the desires of the flesh and his sinful nature.
所以你就要求神和圣灵的同在，圣灵经过长时间的引导管制，就把这个人慢慢慢慢驯服。 成为属灵的人，属神的人。
But you want to pray to God and ask for the guidance and discipline of the Holy Spirit, then gradually you'll become regulated and can become a godly person.
我不敢说我自己今天是个怎么样属灵的人，但是我知道要和神圣灵来帮助我，我就慢慢慢慢驯服了，慢慢慢。 圣灵和情欲相争，情欲和圣灵相争，哎，慢慢他们彼此为敌，但是我慢慢慢慢就屈服在圣灵的管理之下。So
I dare not say what a spiritual person I am, but what I can share is that if I always come back to God to pray in front of Him, to ask His help in the spiritual battle between the desires of the flesh and the desires of the Holy Spirit, then gradually I'll always be obedient and comply with the Holy Spirit rather than my sinful nature.
那么下面一章就是，对，我们在天天的行事为人上要下功夫。
So we also need to work on our daily conduct.
这个日积月累的功夫，一直做到内外一致，外面、里面都是谦卑，都是顺服，都是温柔。So
it takes relentless effort working on our daily conduct for us to reach the consistency inside and out. We'll be humble, we'll be gentle, we'll be obedient inside and out.
这都花很多时间才做到这个地步。
It takes a long time to achieve this state.
就举我们刚刚我说那个圣经中加拉太书第五章说圣灵又结了九种果子。
For example, in Galatians chapter 5, it mentioned there are 9 fruits of the Holy Spirit.
但是他讲的很有意思，一个人开始信主这个。 结圣灵的果子很小一点，看都看不见，日常生活中也微不足道。但经过培养，经过圣灵，就慢慢慢慢像果树一样去施肥、去浇水、去除虫、去修剪，慢慢慢慢就长大了。这果子长大了，树长大了，果子也甜熟了。So
you can picture the fruit of the Spirit mentioned in Galatians. It's like a fruit tree. At the beginning, the fruit is small and quite insignificant in our daily lives, but we cultivate it, we continue to fertilize it, water it, prune it, and finally, after a long period of time, the fruit will become bigger, sweeter, and ripe.
这同样的，这圣灵的九果， 仁爱、喜乐、和平、忍耐、温慈、良善、信实、节制、温柔，这九果也是一样，久而久之逐渐在这个信徒身上起了作用了。
Likewise, the nine fruits mentioned, love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, self-control, and gentleness, over a long time, gradually, they will be working its way into the believer, gradually seeing the results produced by the Holy Spirit.
逐渐在这个信徒身上产生了圣灵所产生的果效。
So over time, we'll see in the believer, the result produced by the Holy Spirit.
人家说，哦，他是属灵的人，他是属灵的人。
And other will recognize he is a spiritual person.
Oswald Chambers, 他写了一本书 My Utmost for His Highest, 就是竭诚为主，里面讲了一段话，非常有意思。
There's a very interesting passage in the book My Utmost for His Highest by Oswald Chambers.
他说我们要从平凡的生活中去建立属天的美德，有时候生活中缺乏亮光，似乎没有什么可以兴奋的事情发生，但如果日复一日年复一日这种平凡的过日子，但然而神用一些例行的事物给我们启示，给我们操练，让我们慢慢慢慢就成长了。不要只期望神天天给你兴奋，天天给你惊喜，你要学习在日常平淡的生活中成长，在神所赐的生命中逐渐养成美德，养成读经祷告属灵的习惯。
In the book, he says, we are to build heavenly virtues out of ordinary life, which sometimes lacks the spotlight and seems to have nothing to get excited about, just an ordinary life day after day, year after year. And yet, God uses routine things to enlighten us, to train us, to make us grow.Don't just expect God to give you excitement or pleasant surprises every day, but learn to grow in the ordinary life, gradually develop virtues in the life God gives us, and to form a spiritual habit of reading the scripture and prayers.
我上次在里面分享一句话，请你翻到弥迦书第六章第八节，我念听。弥迦书第六章第八节，世人啊，耶和华已经指示你何为善，他向你所要求的是什么呢？只要你行公义，好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行。
So, in the book of Micah, chapter 6, verse 8.It says, He has showed you, O man, what is good and what does the Lord require of you, to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God.
我上次说过了，我刚刚到这个教会来2000年开始服事的时候，有一位主内的长者，今天他还活在世上，他说徐建你来，我给你一句圣经，我说你给我十句圣经我都喜欢。
I shared with you before, when I first came to this church, that was in year 2000, a spiritual elder told me he wanted to share a verse with me, and I said, I would rather you share 10 verses with me.
他说徐建你去看弥迦书六章八节，世人啊，你耶和华指示你何为善，他也要你要求是什么呢？你要记得你要行公义，要好怜悯，存谦卑的心，与你的神同行，天天要这样做。
So the verse he did share with me is from Micah chapter 6 verse 8. What is good and what does the Lord require of you to act justly and to love mercy and to walk humbly with your God. You need to do this on a daily basis.
我2000年刚刚开始侍奉在这个教会的时候，我的确不知道要怎么做，有这么一个主内长者跟我讲，我就安静去听他讲。
So that was back in year 2000 when I just began serving in this church. I had no idea what to do, but thank God this spiritual elder shared with me this verse. So
我说对不起对不起，我知道什么叫行公义，什么叫好怜悯，存谦卑的心我都知道。最后一句话，与你的神同行，我不知道什么意思。
I said, excuse me, I understand what it means by acting justly and loving mercy, but I don't quite understand what it means by walking humbly with your God.
与你的神同行很简单。
He said, it is easy.
每天读经，每天祷告，读经祷告做见证，这就是与神同行。
He said, it is easy. Walking with God means...to read the scripture, to pray, to share testimonies. Do this in your everyday life. That is walking with God.
各位弟兄姊妹，我在神面前，在你们面前讲，我听了这位主内的属灵的长者的话，我从2000年，今天2020年，这20年来，天天读经、祷告，也想方法和做见证。
So brothers and sisters, I'm glad to share with you after I heard the advice from the spiritual elder. In this past 20 years, every day I pray, I read the scripture, and I take every opportunity to share testimonies.
所以这个谦卑、顺服、温柔要天天的去做，天天的去实行。
So humbleness, obedience,and gentleness need to be practiced on a daily basis.
啊，有一个故事说啊。
There is a story.
从前有个基督徒到一个牧师面前诉苦。
Once upon a time, a Christian came to the pastor, and complained.
他说：“牧师啊，我这十年来每个礼拜主日都到教会来去做礼拜听道，我听了十年道，可是我。”一点都不记得任何的一篇道了，哎呀，这些听的道对我没有功效。牧师，你是不是觉得我以后不需要再到教会来了
？So he complained, Pastor, I've come to this church every Sunday for 10 years. I worship, I listen to the sermons, but now I don't seem to remember any particular one of those sermons, as if they had no effect on me.So, Pastor, should I not be coming to the church anymore?
牧师对啊，弟兄啊，我要跟你讲一句实话。
So, Pastor replied to him, Brother,
请问你，你过去十年来，每天晚上吃你的妈妈烧的菜，或者你的妻子烧的菜，对不对？
Let me ask you this. Did you eat meals prepared by your mother or your wife every day for the past 10 years?
你的 dish, 他主要是 dish. 他说我请问你，你昨天晚上你妈妈做的还是你太太做的烧的菜是什么，你记得吗？
Let me ask you, do you remember what dish, what particular dish your wife or mother prepared last night?
还有前天晚上他做什么菜呢？
What about the night before last?
弟兄，你看你自己，你连昨天晚上、前天晚上他烧的菜你都不记得了。
You see, brother, you can't even recall what she cooked last night or the night before.
但是虽然十年吃的菜，菜名你都不记得，但是你吃了以后，你消化了，变成你的营养了，叫你健康，叫你强壮。
But even if you don't recall the names of the dishes,But because you've eaten them and digested them, they make you healthy and strong.
所以这十年来，你在教会里面，你虽然听了，你没有哪一篇道记得很清楚。
Likewise, even though you cannot recall any particular sermon for the past 10 years,
但是教会的基要真理，听听你就明白了。
But you've heard and understood.The fundamental truths of the church.
换言之，你的属灵的生命在逐渐的成长之中。
In other words, your spiritual life is growing gradually.
还有一点，弟兄，你要记得。
And one more thing, brother.
不要单单的听到，要学习行道，这圣经的话。
Don't just listen to the word, but also learn to be a doer of the word.
你单单的听到以后，听完以后，忘了，忘了。
If you're just a listener of the word, you will forget.
你听完道，你要行道，行在你的生活之中，你的生命才会成长，才会成熟。
But after you listen to the word, you need to practice the word so that your spiritual life will grow, will mature.
当你生成熟以后，你就不会再来向我发这个听得到没有功效的怨言了。
And then your spiritual life will grow and mature, and you will not complain again about how listening to the word is ineffective.
弟兄们，我非常同意这个牧师讲的话。
Brothers and sisters, I couldn't agree more with what this pastor has said.
我们好像跑到教会来就听一个道，听完道就回家，就什么都不记得。
Seems like we always come to church and listen to the sermon, and then afterwards we go home and we forget everything.
听完道要行道，要遵行他的话语。
So listen to the word, but also do.Apply the word in your daily lives.
单单听到不会记得这些道理的。
You won't remember these truths if you only listen to the word.
一定要在行事为人上要去遵行，才能知行合一，才能叫你灵命成长。
You must practice them in all your actions so that you can live out what you know and grow spiritually.
我听到这儿，就像刚刚那位这个属灵长者跟我讲，你要天天读经祷告，还要做见证，还要就是说能够行道。
Let me pause here. As my, the spiritual elder told me, you want to read the scripture, pray, and share testimonies every day.
好，第三点，第三点。
Third point.
也是非常重要的，在耶稣基督的，他说，他教导门徒心里要柔和谦卑。
So the third point, Jesus taught his disciples to be gentle and lowly in heart.
要学父我的轭，学我的样式。
He also taught them to take my yoke upon you and learn from me.
这样你们才会怎么样怎么样怎么样，就会得享安息。
And then you'll find rest for your souls.
所以主耶稣强调他的主的道理要经过实习，要经过操练，要经过遵行，就像农人和田和牛一起耕田，在田里耕田一样。
So Jesus emphasized that his truth is to be obtained through application, training, and practice, just like a farmer plowing his field with his oxen in a yoke.
一个学生要学老师的样子，先学老师样子，慢慢慢慢学熟了以后，就会自己创新了。
And also, just like a pupil, wants to follow his teacher's way, and then gradually he will become more innovative, creative, and solve problems on his own.
你们都知道，我做过28年的高中老师，在台湾2年，一共30年做高中老师。高中老师就是要教学生讲一次，学我的样子来做一次。
So you all know that I've been a high school teacher for 30 years. My job was tell the pupils, the students to learn from me, follow my instructions.
一个人心里柔和、谦卑，外面才能够把他的谦卑的样子活出来。
Only when a person is gentle and lowly in heart can he live out the gentleness, the meekness.
但是如果你没有心里的谦卑，就做出来的话，只是个外面的谦卑，外面的温柔，做给人看是暂时的。
But if you do not have the meekness in your heart, all you act out is just for a show. It cannot last.
我们常常讲，你看那个人做给人看，好假啊，好假啊，这个字出来了。
So we often say, look at that person. He all he does is for a show. He's so superficial, hypocrite.
那个人啊，如果久而久之没有人称赞，没有人回应，就不想做了。
So if there is no response or no praises, then he will no longer do it.
对不起，我在讲我自己败坏。我在刚刚开始到这个教会来带领的时候，开始的时候也是好像做给人看的呀，人家看不到我就觉得若有所失啊。
To be frank, when I first started serving in this church, I was also put up a show. If no onepraises me, compliments me, then I felt at loss.
我记得我讲道的时候，写这个准备写这段，嗯，这个人是给那个人听的，这段是给那个人听的，我都把它决定好，这是这他的，那个是给那个听。到讲道那天，这个人不来，我就觉得哎呦，讲给谁听啊？啊，那个人又不来，我又觉得若有所失了啊。
So at that time when I was preparing my sermons, I would write a particular paragraph targeting one person, another paragraph targeting another person, and if they did not show, then I felt quite at a loss.
几年之后，圣灵感动我说，你这个态度是不对的。
Years later, Holy Spirit convicted me. And say this is not the right attitude.
神的圣灵感动，你管他是谁，你就把他讲出去吧。
If the message is moved coming from God, then you just preach boldly.
圣经说，你把粮食撒在水面上，有人什么人能够去得到粮食就好。你不要管谁得到。哪一个鸟得到，哪个鱼得到，你不管它，你把它撒出去了。
So just as the scripture says, spread the grains or the food on water, regardless who gets it, whether it's a bird, a fish, it's not on you. You just need to disseminate God's word.
现在我从来不管，我今天讲到有谁得到，谁不得到，谁来说你好不好。我不管这个，你不管神，我已经做了。你的孩子已经把你的名高举，弟兄都没得到造就就行了。
So now I learn to completely disregard which particular individual learned from my sermon or took note of my message. The only one I'm accounted for is God. If I preach His word and glorify His name, then I have done my job.
2017年，三年前
，3 years ago in 2017，
我去山东南面有一个叫临沂的地方，去那边一个家庭教会带领聚会。
I went to 临沂, a city in southeast of Shandong province, to lead a family church.
5天的聚会。
It's a 5-day gathering.
那个里面的当地的牧师跟我讲一件事情。
The local pastor shared a story with me.
我到今天还记得。
I still remember vividly today.
他告诉我，他说我们教会有个很年轻的弟兄到北京找到一个很好的工作。
He told me there was a young brother in their church who found a good job in Beijing.
他说工作两个月以后。给我打个电话，他说：“牧师，我的心情很郁闷。”
After 2 months on the job, the young brother called the pastor and said, "I was quite depressed."
他说：“你是什么？为什么郁闷？是不是想家啊？”
And he said, "Why homesick?"
他说：“不是，他说我和同事之间相处面和心不和。”
And he said, "That's not it. It's because." I cannot get along well with my colleagues. We are friendly only in appearance, but not at heart.
他说同事都很虚假。
He felt like his colleagues are quite hypocritical.
看不起我这个从乡下来的人。
They look down on me because I am from a rural area.
其实我们家乡也不小啊，什么叫做乡下啊？
But I'm not a hillbilly. I am coming from a city.
他心里很不高兴。
So he was not happy.
他为什么看不起我？
Why did they look down on me?
他欺负我。
They bully me.
哎呦，这个牧师说，好了好了，我就用柔和谦卑的态度去报以善报恶吧，要不要这样做？
So the pastor's advice is for him to be gentle and humble to return wrongdoing with kindness.
他就告诉我，他说一个月以后啊，他又说没有什么改进。
A month later, the young brother told pastor that
同事还是对他虚假，还是看不起他。
There had been no improvement. The colleagues were still treating him falsely and bully him.
我第二个劝告就是告诉他说，你的心里要柔和谦卑，不是用外面的柔和谦卑来敷衍了事。就是你对我好，我就柔和；你对我不好，我就对你不柔和。
So the pastor's second advice was to emphasize that the meekness or humbleness has to come from heart. It's not just to be done with a mere gentle appearance. It's not like if you treat me well, I treat you well, but if not, then I will no longer be gentle and humble.
他说你的柔和谦卑，像主耶稣说，你的心里柔和谦卑。你们来学我的样式，来附我的主耶稣。强调是心里，从里面出来。
So the pastor reminded him that Lord Jesus, like his disciple, to be gentle and humble in heart, to take on his yoke, to practice it, not just put up a show.
所以你要对任何人一视同仁，从心里主动的对每一个同事柔和谦卑。
So you need to be humble to all your colleagues equally.From the heart and on your own initiative.
他说，牧师说，我给你一节圣经，在哥罗西书三章二十三节。
So, the pastor shared another verse from Colossians 3:23.
无论做什么，都要从心里做，像是给主做的，不是给人做的，多棒啊！这个话。
Whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men.
所以从心里你就爱一个人，就谦卑的和他能够打交道。感谢主，一个月之后他的回电使令人欣慰啊。
So when you love a person, you have to do it from your heart and be humble in your heart. Thank the Lord. After a month, he called back. It was quite encouraging.
他说，牧师啊，我告诉你一个好消息。现在我在同事间交了两个好朋友了，甚至有一个还请我到家里吃一顿饭，哎，真好吃啊。
So, he said, Pastor, let me share good news with you. I made two friends with my colleagues, and one even invited me over to his home for a delicious dinner.
这个吃饭不是重要事情，主要是人家接待他，他也接待人家。
Now, whether the meal was delicious or not is beside the point. The important thing is they treat each other.
好了，我们来做个结论了。
So let us conclude.
一个真正的基督徒，下面，他真正基督徒，他是个真正温柔的基督徒，是个主耶稣所喜爱的门徒。
So a Christian with true meekness is also a beloved disciple of the Lord Jesus.
他的温柔不只是外面的态度和表现，也是内在生命的流露。
His meekness is not only an outward expression, but also an outpouring of his inner being.
而且他的温柔不只是去忍住自己不发脾气而已，而是做到一个不感觉自己在谦卑。不感觉自己在抑制自己的怒气而已的地步。
And true meekness is not just to hold back one's anger, but to reach a state where you don't feel like you're trying to be humble or suppressing your anger.
换言之，你自自然然表现的，人家觉得，哎，你这个人是个谦卑温柔的人，而不是你做的那个样子，做出来的那个假样子。
In other words, it is a natural expression of your inner humbleness rather than just show it on the outside, on experience.
第二点，真正的温柔是在态度行为上，是尊重别人的温柔。
Second, true meekness is respect for others in both attitude and behavior.
所以一个温柔的人也喜欢听别人对他的建议和批评，而不会生气，哦，你来批评我啊。
So a gentle person likes to listen to advice and criticism from others and wouldn't get upset.
所以温柔不是态度上，而且和人相交上、脾气上都表现出一个人是温柔的。
So gentleness does not only show in attitude, but also in the way we relate to others and in our temperament.
第三点。一个真正温柔的人是一个常常自己感到满意和满足的人。
Third, a person with true meekness is also one who is often satisfied and content.
就像保罗一样，常常有感恩的心。
Like Paul, he's always with a grateful heart.
他说凡事感恩，凡事谢恩。
He's like, give thanks always.
他在哥林多后书六章十节说自己似乎一无所有，其实样样都有。
In 2 Corinthians 6:10, he says he was treated as having nothing, yet possessing everything.
他又在腓立比书第四章十一到十三节说，我无论在什么情况都可以知足，这就是我已经学会了这我知道怎样足，处卑贱，也怎样处丰富，或饱足，或饥饿，或有余，或缺乏，随时随在，我都得了秘诀。我靠着那加给我力量的，凡事都能做。
And again, in Philippians chapter 4, verse 11 to 13, Paul says, I have learned in whatever situation I am to be content.I know how to be brought low, and I know how to abound. In any and every circumstance, I have learned the secret of facing plenty and hunger, abundance and need. I can do all things through him who strengthens me.
你看什么时候他都觉得满足的，满足的，他都觉得满意的。
So Paul was always content and satisfied.
我告诉你一个人这个也不满意，那个也不满意，那个也发怨言啊，那怎么可能呢？温柔了，就对人不高兴，不高兴，就是满肚子满腹牢骚。那你说糟糕不糟糕
？So let me tell you, if a person is dissatisfied with this and that and always grumbling, then this person can never be truly humble and gentle.
求主帮助我们，什么时候都知道。饱足，什么叫丰富？不管你饥饿、有余、缺乏，随时随在都学了秘诀，靠着主加给我力量，我什么都能够做，我什么都满足。
May God help us so that we can learn how to face plenty, hunger, abundance, and need, so we can do all things through Him who strengthens us.
最后第四点最重要的。
Last but not least.
一个真正温柔的人不但在态度行为上令人可亲，还要像哥罗西书四章六节所说的一样。
A true gentle person is not only likable or amiable in his attitude and behavior, but also like Colossians 4:6.
他说更在言语上常常带着和气，好像用言调和。就可以知道怎样去回答众人。
It says, "Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that you may know how you ought to answer each person."
回答柔和是一个很重要的秘诀。
The soft answer is a very important secret.
常常夫妻之间、弟兄姐妹之间的不高兴，就是回答不够柔和。
Oftentimes, the discord or quarrel between husband and wife or brothers and sisters is because of your tone.
开始的时候你还有点小小的摩擦，到后来就针锋相对，你刺我一下，我刺你一下，你刺我一下，那糟糕了，就吵起来。It
may start with a trivial disagreement, but then if you provoke each other with sharp tongues, then it will become a big quarrel.
箴言15:1节说，回答柔和使怒消退，言语暴力触动怒气。
Proverbs 15:1 says, a soft answer turns away wrath, but a harsh word stirs up anger.
而且我再多讲一句话，箴言25:15节说，柔和的舌头能够折断骨头，哦。 柔能克刚啊，柔和的舌头可以把骨头折断，这是圣经里面讲的话。
And also in Proverbs 25:15, it says, through patience, a ruler can be persuaded, and a gentle tongue can break a bone.
好了，我们最后了，所以我们刚刚讲了一二三四点，第一点我们需要。 是从里面出来的生命的流露，不是外面做样子而已。So
let us conclude. There are 4 points. The first, your meekness has to be from your heart, not just an outward expression.
第二，在我们的行为上要尊重别人，所以一个温柔人可以听人家的建议和批评。Second,
meekness is respect for others in our behavior, so we will listen to advice and criticism of others.
第三点，一个温柔的人常常感到满意，感到满足，什么情况都可以知足。Third,
a true gentle person is often satisfied and content in all sorts of circumstances.
最后一点，我们的言语要柔和，像盐调和一样。
And finally, our speech needs to be gracious, seasoned with salt.
感谢主，让我们从心里开始建造。Thanks
to God, let us build from the heart.
天天的建造。Build
daily.
记得常常遵循神的话语，把它藏在我们的心中。Remember
always obey God's word and save His word in our heart.
来圣灵来管制我们，对付我们。
And allow the Holy Spirit to govern and convict us.
记得是耶稣说，我们你们要心里柔和谦卑，来学我的样式啊。Remember,
Jesus said, "Be gentle and lowly in heart. Learn from me."
记得主耶稣对他的门徒讲的八福，就是八个美德，最里面一个，做一个真正温柔的人。Remember
the Beatitudes from the Sermon of Mount, one of which is be a person with true meekness. Let us be a person who is truly pleasing to both man and God. Let us conclude today's message with a prayer.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，你告诉我们说。 你要做我们的神，我们要做你的子民。Dear
Heavenly Father, we thank you. You said that you'll be our God and we will be your people.
我们愿意做你的子民。We
are willing to be your children and your people.
你也用爱你的爱我们，你用你的儿子的宝血，死在十字架上的宝血，洗净我们的罪。You
love us. You use the precious blood shed by your only Son on the cross to cleanse us from our sins.
使我们口里相信，心里承认，就必得救。
So that we can be saved because we acknowledge your name and we believe you in our heart.
主啊，你的慈爱归于敬畏他的人，从亘古到永远。
Lord, your love is for the people who fear you and respect you from past to forever.
你的公义归于你敬畏人的子子孙孙。
your righteousness goes to the children of those who fear you.
就是那些遵守你的约、纪念你的训词、遵行的人。
For those who remember the covenants with you and obey your commandments.
主啊，愿你的眼目看顾你的儿女们。
Lord, may your eyes watch over your children.
愿你感动人的心归向你。
May you move people's hearts to return to you.
愿你的名在全地被尊崇得荣耀。
May your name be exalted and glorified in the whole world.
愿你减轻控制这些疫情的发展。
May you alleviate and control the spread of the virus.
也早日产生疫苗，能够普及化的让人都能够接种。
May you expedite the development of the vaccine.
愿我们早日能够欢欢喜喜、平平安安的来到你的圣殿、来圣所来敬拜你。
May we can soon return to your holy temple with joyful and grateful hearts.
愿你的恩惠和信实常与你的众人同在。
May your grace and faithfulness always be with your people.
你的同在是让我们能够经过水火而来到安全之地。
Your presence leads us through fire and water to the safe and secure place.
神啊，我们人的话语有时候有尽的尽头的一天。
Lord, men's words are limited.
但是你的圣灵的感动一直与我们众人同在。
But the moving of your Holy Spirit is boundless.
但愿这个整个礼拜里面，你保守我们的平安。和喜乐和健康。
Please protect us, give us joy and health in this entire week.
你和我们众人同在，从今时直到永永远远。
Your presence is with all of us, from now to forever eternity.
我们这样祷告、祈求、感谢，奉耶稣基督的名字。
We pray and give thanks to you in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.